Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm not saying I do it all the time either, but I have done it from time to time if you come face to face with the mechanic, for sure.
But the lady that was buffing my hoof, I asked the guy, I was like, hey, you got to change for a 20, and I ran over to her.
That's very nice.
And I gave her a 10.
And she'll remember that.
You're also not, and this has probably been thrown out the window, but you're also not supposed to tip the owner. So if you go to a coffee shop and the owner is working there and making your coffee, you should not tip the owner.
What about an HVAC guy,
though? How do you know
who's
the owner, though?
I'm saying if you happen to know
all
that
right,
was
so
the owner.
Let's say Johnny HVAC comes over and replaces your air conditioning on a really hot day, and you know he's the owner. You wouldn't give him extra?
No, I wouldn't. I didn't even think. I had my thing replaced last year. I wouldn't even think to tip an air conditioning installer.
The guy's killing himself.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just wondering.
I'm sure that guy's making $60 an hour.
He might be. We're making 20, and the owner's getting the other 40.
Well, that's not. Why is that,
is
my
that your
fault?
Or you could use.
I agree. That's
or
true.
Or you could use that tip to help his son that lost his leg, that tried to help him carry an AC,
oh,
right? Buy a kid lunch, right? You could be helping supporting the family, but you said no, dude. You rather save it. You rather save a handicap match happen outside your building.
the dog.
The two dogs.
Yes.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Bill Fortuff Studio, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Just got down a rabbit hole of being old.
I know.
As Willie is now 42 years old.
42, man. I don't feel it. And I think that's, I feel it at times, but I think it's because I have a 5 and a 3-year-old at home. So they're.
Well, they keep you active.
They keep me very active.
I would think. And I think that keeps you young.
It does keep me young. So I'm, but I see other guys who have older kids. And they kind of hit this, and I know, I think from the ages of 40 to 60, you hit this like midlife crisis where you start to reflect, and you start taking all the peptides and steroids so you can look younger.
You are in the middle of middle-aged Menville here.
Oh, I recognize it. Yeah, I see this, but I have two sets of friends. Friends who are like me, who are young, still kind of, you know, pushing along. Then you have, I have another set of friends who are kids who are off going off to college.
Mm-hmm.
They're soon to be empty nesters, and you can see this awakening, like, oh man, this broad I've been courting for umpteen years, is I got to talk to her every day.
Yes.
You know, like now it's a real,
yeah,
you know, the house is quiet.
I'm almost there. I mean, yeah. I got my son will be 21, my other son's 15. I mean, I'm not there yet,
but it's
not far off.
I'm talking about people who have been married for like 30 some years.
I'm 26.
Correct, but now are in a place where like, oh, the house is quiet,
yeah.
The kids are gone. And I have to plan my day around her day because we're coexisting in this place. No longer than I man the ship with one kid, she has to man a ship with another kid, and we're kind of off and running.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just us, and there's this. That was the hardest thing about ball players when they retired is, you know, the wife gets used to the schedule. You're being at the house at practice on the road.
And now she's staring at you every day.
And now she's staring at you, and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And that's why most divorce happens, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, listen, the wife is like, I'm accustomed to living a lifestyle where I only see you when the lights is on.
Well, the same for the husband, too, though.
100%.
I mean, I think it goes both ways. You're used to being busy and out of the house.
Yep.
she's used to having the house to herself in the case you're presenting. And now
and you're
all
ruining
of a sudden,
their routine. Because right. Their routine is after I drop the kids off, I go get my Starbucks, I go do my Pilates, I'm back in the house, then I wait for you to get out of practice, I pick up, you know, like there's, now you're disrupting all that because now you want attention.
Very much so.
I realize with me being a little bit home more, I've disrupted my wife's routine. Yeah, she's.
It's just, obvious.
I can tell. Like she's like, all right. Well, she gives me the look. So what are you doing today? That kind of like, what do you need from me today? Because I have things I need to do.
Do you? So only because he's in there. Al obviously is. If you've listened to this program, is very happy with a day with nothing on the calendar.
Al's married.
No, he's not. He's got a girlfriend for 10 years now, right? At least.
Oh, okay. God bless him.
But he loves an empty day, basically, and then he can just do as it comes.
Frolic around.
But not obligated to do anything. I don't handle days like that well. Where, like, if you wake up...
You need something to do.
I just can't sit still.
I can do both. I can be great at doing nothing, but I can also get really agitated.
What do you prefer? Like, Saturday, so a nice...
I'd rather be doing something.
Right, you don't want to sit in the house and watch that.
I don't like, well, because my mind can run. I don't like stewing in my own brain. So I need something to kind of...
And if you're sitting around doing nothing, you get in your own head.
Yes, yes.
And so that's where you come back to middle-aged men, which is the land of here. You've got, I think you would agree, I would ask Eddie too if he's in there, but he's not. We are, at this point, very reflective. All right, would you not agree? I mean, we're in our 50s now. It's kind of like looking back, you look forward, but not too far ahead because it's almost freaky. So I do agree with you.
I don't want to look that far ahead when I'm just like, oh, my God, like here goes the end of the bridge. But I also, you know, don't want to look back too bad when I want to relive the glory days.
I do think there's something to be said for remembering and thinking.
Yeah.
But also just kind of taking it as it comes.
Yeah.
Because the more you start, like if you really start to think about things, you can drive your state into, I think you can drive yourself into a state of depression very quickly. Like if you really want to get depressed, open the newspaper.
Turn on the 5 o'clock news.
I mean, just look what's happening in Israel Iran and China and Ukraine and Russia and this country. Like, there's a lot of bad crap going on. And then you start to think about, oh, my God, my little kid is now 20 years old. Like, what the hell happened to the last 20? You can run yourself into a volcano.
No question. But, Jerry, I mean, I've talked to guys as of recently who have, like, you see that their eyes are bigger. Like, man, what have I been doing the last 20 years? They've been on the grind, right? They've been providing. They've been being the best dad they can, the best husband they can. Now all that is seem like kind of slipped through their fingers just because of nature and just osmosis of life. Now they're like, this is how I look. This is what I sound like. This is what I've been wearing this for. So, like, if they, like they've come out this shell and they're seeing themselves for the first time and they're like, what is this?
As if you didn't have a moment to step back and recognize.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, those are the conversations I'm currently having with some guys. And it's jarring, man. And so it makes you also self-reflect. Like, I don't want to, like, in my mind, I'm fighting for 50, right? Like, mm-hmm. I have a buddy who's a doctor.
What do you mean, fighting for 50?
Well, I'm from this standpoint, meaning that he's well off, mm-hmm. travels a bunch, plays a lot of golf, looks great, and seems happy as all can be. And I'm like, and I realize he grinded a good 10 years, 12 years to get to that point. Now he's kind of eating the fruits of his labor at 50. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of like where I want to be.
Oh, I see.
I want to be at a point where like everything's set in place. Like his kids are doing great. Wife's great. And then, by the way, I don't know what else is going on behind the curtain. He could be actually crying in the shower. But my point is, from the outside looking in, everything that he's worked hard for, he's now eating off and he's loving. And so that's why my mind's like, oh, so that's what 50 looks like to me. But I also don't want to get to 50 and be like, I blew it. I had this window where I could have, and I did nothing. Or actually, so I think a lot of ball players right now are kind of, especially during my era, kind of like trying to, they're starting to position themselves like, man, we got a window where we got to capitalize. And there's another window where we like, don't want to wake up 10 years from now. We're like, man, we did nothing.
You know, it's so interesting you say that because one of the things, and I'll get to the calls, back to the calls in just a moment. One of the things that I've disagreed with Boomer about is this notion about guys making the most money and it not being about being in a winning situation when the money is so crazy. And you know, and I understand his point, like you got to make more for the next guy coming up. And I get all that. But I also think if you want to win, there's a balance to where you're going to live a very nice life and you're going to be fine. But But then the second part of that is what you just kind of hit on. Who says just because you're this unbelievable athlete that you're going to work for 10 or 12 years and never have to work another day? Like, there's nothing wrong with when your career is over and having to get a job. Now, it might be a job like this that you like.
Sure.
But you have an opportunity to still make money post-playing career. And I think it would be good for a lot of guys rather than do what exactly for the next 50 years?
There's such a grieving process for guys once they leave the field that in order to find something new, I think it requires for them to kind of bury what was old, right? And I think if you do nothing after you retire, you talk about going crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you literally drive your family crazy. You drive your kids crazy. Not only you drive yourself mental, but then you start to deteriorate, right? Because, I mean, it's not just about making the money. It's about having some type of purpose. And the biggest aspect of it is once guys retire, we stop talking to each other.
Right.
That's what people, you know, Jerry, you've been around the game a long time. It's not that guys miss so much. The locker room is important. That's one aspect. Guys don't communicate no more, right? The guy who I stood up every day, practice, banging heads. You know, we talked about family, X, Y, Z. I'm no longer in communication with that guy, even though we carry our phones in our hands every day.
I know. I know.
You know what I mean? So, like, the social, like, the reason why we put our kids in kindergarten, yeah, we could homeschool them, right? The wife's at home, we can teach them the ABCs. No, we want them to get social. The same thing with grown men in their 40s and 50s. Sure. We got to put ourselves in a social setting just so we don't tap out and become a hermit.
I said one time, and I think I got ridiculed for it. Well, maybe not ridiculed, but I think the guys disagreed with me. I said one time on the show that I think as soon as the show is over, I don't know if we'll talk to one another ever.
There you go.
Now, there might be a text once a year. Hey, hope everything's good. Happy birthday. But you go from spending, what would you say? You're here by 3. We're here by 4.
Yeah.
You're talking 5 to 6 hours a day, 5 days a week for at least 40 weeks out of the year together. And then all of a sudden, one day it could be over. I don't know that we'll speak again.
If you and Al and the whole gang walk, you guys have probably talked to each other every 3 months.
Maybe.
But think about it from a football standpoint. Like, I'm showering with a guy every day.
Yeah, I'm not showering with Al.
Like, I shower with a guy. I eat with a guy. I'm in the trenches with a guy. For at least, I mean, I played 10 years, you know what I mean? And then prior to that, you know what I mean, with guys I went to college with. So, like, I'm talking about the basic communication is lost. That's what drives guys mad.
Understood. How many guys from your childhood do you still talk to? Like, have you kept in, do you have like...
Two.
Yeah, I would say three.
Two or three.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, and then, what would you guys say? From like, I mean like grade school. And I know, Eddie, you were in Staten Island, so maybe not the same. And you were, do you talk to any of them
Al
anymore?
Grew up in a
childhood
service.
Friends?
Yes. One.
Just one.
Well, Al?
I have friends from, I probably met them in 7th grade.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. Okay. More than one?
Two of them.
Two. Yes, yeah, so that seems so like that's about the number.
That's about right.
You know, two, three, four maybe. And so I think it's like that in life. It's not just the team. It's everywhere.
But bring it full circle, for some guys, when they stop and have that awakening, they realize that's one of the aspects they miss, that day-to-day communication of just like, hey, man, you know, wife's a drag. She was a bad hang last night, or the kid did this. Like, those, because the wife stops talking to you. The kids get on their phones. They don't care about you. Your friends got their lives.
You are painting a lonely, sad picture
right
now.
I'm just saying, my point is, I'm those are the guys I'm dealing with. And it's like, whoa, I don't want to be that guy.
No.
I'm just like, I got to get running.
Do. Here's Bobby in Yonkers. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, good morning, boys. Hope you're off to a good day.
Thank you, too.
I wanted to go back to what Willie said earlier about, like, the wife asking, so what are your plans for today, and Willie messing up her schedule. What's the difference what I have to do today?
Well,
just continue on with your schedule, and I'll do what I got to do. Don't worry about me.
I don't think that's a great answer, Bobby.
Well, part of the question is, how much at risk are you putting yourself in the family? That's part of the question.
How many, it could be wives too, by the way, either way. How many husbands do you think, if asked, what are your plans today? And if their response was, worry about yourself. How well would that go?
Right. And worry about yourself. See you at dinner.
What are you cooking?
Yeah, what are you cooking?
Whap.
Right.
It would not go well. I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, my wife is just like, all right, don't hurt yourself, right? Have a good day today. Don't do something to jeopardize, get locked up or something. Like, let's
I would
smart.
Say, and Al, not so much because you don't live with anybody, but Eddie...
Yeah, adults.
The idea that we are home so early and have been for so long, I think helps us going forward as opposed to the 9-to-5 guy who all of a sudden wakes up and he's home in retirement. Like, we spend a lot of time with our wives.
Yeah, I'm home most days by noon or a little
right.
after.
The problem when Eddie retires, his wife's going to be, it's 5:30. What are you still doing? Right? Because that's a whole extended
right.
thing that Eddie...
Yeah.
Is sleeping in those hours.
He goes to bed at 6 o'clock every night.
Oh,
so now
right?
in retirement, oh, yeah, if you're up till 9, you're that's 3 hours she just lost where she does her own thing.
Yeah, hey, do like, you think about that? I mean, you're coming down the pipe. You're about to wrap it up, right?
Yeah, next May.
What are you going to do, bro?
Whatever the hell I want.
You know, set something on fire, get weird? What are we talking about?
No, I you see, I'm not one of those people who is afraid of retirement. What am I going to do? Right. I am.
You're looking forward to it.
I am never bored.
Okay.
So I can always entertain myself.
So you're going to join a pottery class? Cut the hair?
I'm not cutting the hair.
Okay.
But I don't
tattoos
know
about everywhere? Well, what are
no,
you talking?
No, not tatted up.
I do believe you 100%. The only thing I would say to the contrary, which you will find out, it's one thing to say I'm never bored. It's another thing to have today and the rest of your life to fill in, as
yeah.
opposed to I only got to worry about noon to 6, Monday through Friday. I'm not bored, but you still had something to do.
Yeah, I'm not at all fearful of it.
All good?
All good.
Hope it's it
good.
Works out for you.
Yeah.
It's just sad that it's coming to an end.
Yeah, I just don't want to see you popping flares in the middle of the George W., you know?
He's not going to do that. He's not a crazy person, I don't think.
People lose it.
Not him. He's too calm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 827, Built Ford Tub Studio. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. They will be back tomorrow. 888-808-1019 is the number. One quick one before we get to CeeLo. This is EJ in New Jersey. EJ, what's up?
Jerry, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, listen, man, I'm so selfish with my time, my free time. I don't even tell my wife when I'm going on vacation, as in not as in like we're going somewhere. I get 5 weeks of vacation. If me and her don't have anything planned and I just take a week off, I don't even tell her, man. I just take it off and just be home.
So what do you
That's
do?
How selfish I am with my time.
So you So you take off and don't tell her and then just go about your day?
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, no work there, but I'm on vacation. I don't plan to go anywhere. I'm just off.
Yeah, no,
because if I'm off, she's going to already plan stuff for me. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying.
So it's not that he doesn't tell her. He springs it on her sort of at the last minute.
Yes.
This is when we first had, she was always be like, oh, you on vacation? I'm going to take off too.
and you didn't want to.
Can I ask EJ a quick question?
Yeah, of course.
EJ, quick question. While you were off, did anything shock you with how she spent her time?
No, she was at work. That was the best part about it.
Okay. I didn't know if she was like, I'm at work, but really she's like, you know.
Well, I think that's
shopping
his
with
point.
The girls.
He wasn't telling her he was off because if he did, she would then take off.
Yeah, gotcha.
And he wanted the time with his son. I misunderstood. I thought he wasn't telling her and just saying he was going to work and then going fishing and golfing. Right.
I'll see you later.
Holy cow.
Show up in rain boots and a pirate hat. Like, man, I'm about to have a day.
Yes. Oh, my God. That is the one thing, too, I don't think I've ever done. I can't take a vacation week with nothing planned.
Really?
Can't do it. No. I'd rather come to work.
I mean, but you're going to go golf and you're going to do...
Yeah, right? But I do that anyway.
So,
well... I don't want to say wasting. I'm taking a week off to do what exactly? Sleep a little extra? I want to go somewhere. I want to see something different.
Jerry's very efficient, Willie. There's no waste of time.
That's why he's a pro. That's why he sits in his seat.
We all waste time. I try to waste as little as possible.
But you don't my point is, if you had a week off, you don't say to yourself, hey, I'm going to go see this movie, catch up with a friend, maybe go up to Rhode Island, get a...
No.
He needs a lot more
than that. Well, he just said go up to Rhode Island, so there's a little bit of a trip involved there.
Yeah.
That's okay. If you told me Tuesday of a week off that we were going somewhere Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a couple long weekends, that's fine. But if you're telling me I'm walking out of here on Friday at 11 a.m., and I don't have to come back until the following Monday, 10 days later... At 4 a.m. and in between, the calendar's empty. Oh my God! I might volunteer to come in and cut tape. there's no chance. I can't.
Sounds like you're scared of yourself, Jerry. You got to keep it moving.
No, I don't like being idle. And I'm not handy. That's the other problem.
I am not handy.
I wish I could fix things.
I hate that about myself.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I watched a guy. We had one of our AC units go out, right? And this girl walked in my house. With the tool belt, and she's all of 5'6", and replaced it, and I handed it over, and I just looked at it. I felt like such a little. She just looked at me like, hmm. Yeah. And I was like, I got nothing for you. I can do nothing with a hammer.
Big man can't fix this.
I mean, I just went upstairs and looked in the mirror like for 20 minutes. She just stared at myself. I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's the tough part, trying to figure out where to go when someone's in your house fixing something.
I mean, you're right. I agree.
I mean, she's climbing ladders. She's moving stuff around. She walked in with like this little shirt and like these beat up jeans, dusty Tim boots. And she's going to work, sweating. And I'm sitting there just hitting the remote.
Unable to do it yourself.
Do nothing.
Yeah, I know.
And she was just like, yeah, it's all done. I'm like, I bet. That would have took me 8 years to finish.
He is right, though. When you have someone that comes into your house to do a repair, do you watch them? Do you just say, all right, let me know when you're done?
Yeah.
But now I'm at the point, my wife is like, I'd rather you not do anything because it'll cost us more if you try to do anything.
That is true.
So she's like, problems.
I'd rather you just stay out the way.
But the problem with that is if you don't try and fail, you're never going to learn.
Well, I'm also not good with instructions, so.
Oh, well, you're a complete disaster now, aren't you?
My wife's like, just stay out the way. It's better for the ecosystem of this house.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, Chris, good morning. What do you got?
All right, 11 innings played last night in the Bronx. Grand total of one run scored, and it was not by the Yankees.
Here's the 1-1. Pitch hit down the third baseline. Pass Jazz. Slow roller. Here comes Moore. Touching third. He'll score easily. Digging for second. And in with a slide. Is Nolan Schenwell, and the Angels have a 1-0 lead.
That's Dave Sims with the call here on the fan. It held up as the difference, a 1-0 final in 11 as the Angels handed the Yanks their first four-game losing streak of the season. They've also gone 20 innings now without scoring a run. Schenwell's double off Jonathan Loaisiga scored. Brooklyn's Christian Moore recorded his first career hit in this game, a triple, and he ended up scoring the only run as well, so congrats to him. A couple of bright spots for the Yanks. Giancarlo Stanton, 2-for-4 with a double in his season debut. back from the double tennis elbow. He got a nice ovation from the crowd prior to his first at bat and acknowledged that afterwards.
That's awesome. It's amazing. You know, it's been a long time coming for the year, so I appreciate them. Good thing I was able to do all right tonight.
I know a lot of people had fun at his expense when they heard coming out of spring training or going into spring training, his elbows. I got to tell you, I play golf now. My elbow is killing me later in the night.
Really?
I've had...
Yeah.
I don't play tennis. I haven't played a lot of golf. This is since Easter. It's got this compression sleeve on.
Your forearm or your elbow?
Well, it's the forearm leading into the elbow.
My forearm's fine. It
sounds like
elbow.
A gold member on Pornhub there.
No. I assure you it's not that.
Okay. I don't know if you...
I don't have that kind of time on my hands, Willie, I promise you.
Yeah, it's very strange, yeah. Though.
If you're not playing any sports, it's going to be one other thing.
Yeah, I don't... What I remember about Easter was we had a big family catch in the backyard. We were throwing the ball around a lot, but it was nothing strenuous. Mm-mm. And I can still do it, but I just feel... There's pain and discomfort in there. It hasn't gone away.
We're just getting old.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Breaking
right.
Down.
Clark Schmidt, longest outing of the season, 7 2/3, a 4-hit shutout ball. Obviously didn't get the run support this time around, but that's baseball. Bats are cold right now, but it goes the other way too.
You go through stretch where everything finds a hole and you're mashing everything, so not concerned in the slightest. I think, you know, I trust my guys, and, you know, we all know, you know, what everybody's capable of doing in here, so we'll figure it out.
We'll see if they can put up a crooked number tonight. Will Warren, opposed by Kyle Hendricks, pregame coverage 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. The Mets had Monday off. They're down in Atlanta tonight to begin a series at a road trip against the Braves. You got David Peterson and Spencer Schwellenbach, 7:15 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. The Red Sox, after their sweep of the Yankees and the trade of Rafael Devers, flew to Seattle to face the Mariners. They beat them 2-0, but we go back to Red Sox management here with the media on the Devers trade. Why is this not... Jerry, you know when this happens.
Not loading?
You write it. No, what I wrote vanished. How did that happen?
I couldn't tell you.
I wanted to give you this Craig Breslow quote. Where did it go? Oh, here we go. Okay. So I did see this from multiple reporters.
This
now,
is the print quote you were talking
about?
Yes,
because there was like a 40-minute media availability between Breslow and Sam Kennedy, who's the team president. So I haven't heard this, but I've seen it multiple places. So he said, quote, "It's not that this was the best deal that we could get, because the best deal that we could get may not necessarily be good enough to trade a player like Rafi Devers. But when you consider all the factors here, this is the one that made sense." Well, that quote doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, he's contradicting himself.
Correct, yeah. That's why I didn't quite understand.
Well, I'd love to know if there was a follow-up to that.
I would as well. 40 minutes.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know how it goes. Here was an actual audio clip from Breslow indicating that they simply didn't ship Devers out of town against his wishes or anything like that. Hello?
Course, there were times during the course of conversations with Rafi's camp, you know, where they had indicated that perhaps a fresh start would be best for both sides.
And then you got Sam Kennedy, as I mentioned, the team president, illustrating how they just couldn't find common ground in terms of the...
Whatever happened to, we're paying you $35 million,
yeah.
Shut up and play, and at the end of the season, we'll reassess.
Well, once they got Bregman, I felt like it was doomed.
Yes.
It was like a matter of time, especially when there wasn't... when they asked him if he was going to play third, he goes, "No, I play... I'm a third baseman."
I'm not disagreeing with any of that. However, they got through the horrible month of April, and this guy has turned it on and been a difference maker in their lineup. So why not ride it out as the DH?
Because he took it personal.
Yeah, but he may take it personal, but it's not showing up on the field. Like, he's been productive. Like, he's making them better. And this notion that he's horrible in the clubhouse, I guess.
Productive and still be toxic.
Maybe, but here's what I see. And I'm not watching the Red Sox every day. I watch them this weekend, though. Mm-hmm. I see him yucking it up with his teammates in the dugout. I see them sweeping the Yankees, always going. When you win, it masks a lot. And they were winning.
You're 100% right, Joe. I think winning is the ultimate deodorant. I'm being honest.
Yes,
he's being serious.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's boomers.
Yeah. Yeah, boomer. That's a boomer.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Winning is the deodorant of champions.
Thing.
Yeah, but he says it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
said it yesterday again.
That's why chuckling. I thought maybe Willie was.
Well, no, because it's true. I've been on some teams that we've won, but if you close the doors, you'd be like, well, this doesn't look like the team that rolling out there every Sunday and kicking a lot of tail.
Do you also say pressure is a privilege? You go with that one?
No, I haven't.
How about one snap, one drive, one quarter at a time?
Well, Boomer does a lot of speaking, so he has those loaded in the chamber.
How about this one? I will say this.
Oh, God.
I guess my point is, you could have, at the trade deadline, gotten a haul for that. I think gotten a lot more than they got for him, I believe. But who knows?
Could well, be now wrong. He's a Giant. And they're playing the Guardians tonight in San Francisco. And then you know who they're playing this weekend in San Francisco?
The Red Sox.
That's correct.
Are they really? Yes. Oh, that's fun.
That begins Friday night.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Not quite the same as him coming back to Fenway, but he will face his now former team coming up this weekend. NBA Finals, game number 5 from Oklahoma City. The Thunder had an 18-point lead, whittled all the way down to 2. Jalen Williams was a star for them last night, though. He hit a 3 to get going back in the other direction, and the Thunder would cruise from there.
Working top of the key, steps back, can't shoot. Shea recovers on him. He throws it away. Wallace has it in the open court. Down the lane for the dunk. Payson Wallace, the strip and the slam. Thunder 100, the Pacers 93. Timeout Indiana.
Thunder radio, so that last push from the Pacers came up short. It was OKC the rest of the way.
That guy might have a stroke if they win the championship.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that.
He is so energetic. He's great when he does the games. Imagine that championship call that he's going to have.
Only better if they were at home for it. Maybe they will be. If
they could
to
be.
Game 7.
I actually think they wrap it up in Indiana.
I think it's going
to
be over.
I would agree. 120 to 109 was the final. Had an 18-6 run down the stretch. Williams finishes with 40, while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 31 points, 10 assists. Tyrese Halliburton, 4 points, all from the free throw line, 0 for 6 from the field, as he was dealing with a calf issue throughout. Clearly not healthy, but says he will continue to play through it because it's the NBA Finals. In Omaha, Arkansas's Gage Wood making some College World Series history on Monday.
1-2. Yes! Swing and a miss! Greatness from Gage! A no-hitter!
And the excitement of the celebration.
As we look,
the
is he related to Kerry Wood in any way? Did anybody look? I didn't check.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it. I was just curious if
just
there was
Google
any.
It.
Well, Al and I did a deep dive on Kerry Wood and what he's up to this morning on Wikipedia, but we didn't check.
Okay, I was just curious. That's just because a power pitcher, probably about that right age,
I
would think.
I have seen that yesterday, probably. But I suppose it's probably possible. So he had 19 strikeouts, just one hit batter in the eighth. The other one that they, like you said, overturned.
Yep.
And a guy leaning into it as Arkansas beat Murray State. In terms of post-game audio, before I go, I actually go to the losing team here. Refreshing perspective from Murray State's Dustin Mercer. Asked how he's able to keep smiling and stay positive, even in the face of his team getting no hit and eliminated from this tournament.
Baseball heaven here. I was talking about it yesterday. Like, I walked around. I've never felt famous before until I got here. Those kids don't care whether I'm going to the big leagues or I'm done playing in 2 weeks. They just wanted to talk to me, and I think that's a really awesome experience.
I don't know why there's music playing in the background, but it's kind of a cool answer from him.
Very cool.
Finish off the point here.
I know we lost, and that stings. It really does. But keeping that kind of mental attitude of those kids are here to watch us, and I mean, that's super cool. They look up to us, and yeah, about the smiling. I'm done playing baseball in 2 weeks, no matter what. So I'm just trying to keep that on my face and enjoy the ride.
There you go. Good job out of him.
Good perspective.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm out of time. I did promise you that clip relating to Beningo not hearing the caller yesterday, so I can do that for you next hour, perhaps. Can you do it now?
You can do it now. It's
all
fine.
Right. Yesterday you had the guy call up about his daughter on Father's Day. We heard from that gentleman last hour, actually, and Joe was a little distracted, didn't hear what he said. That has happened many times on this radio station, specifically with the great Steve Summers. Not because he was distracted, but because Steve's hearing not the best. So there have been a few times along the way where that took place, and here is one of them.
Steve is calling from Massapequa. Steve, you're on the Fan of New York City. What's going on?
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, first time, long time. First off, I want to make a point about the Yankees.
Yes, sure.
Can't you see?
Say again. We lost him. What was he saying? Something he shouldn't be saying?
That's correct, Steve, yes. I'll give you one more before I go. I think this was Hurricane Irene. Either way, Irene or Sandy, it's irrelevant. Caller called up and was rambling on all over the place, hard to keep up with his points until he got to his dismount. And again, Steve was caught off guard.
This hurricane really hit hard, and it's also a blast of wind from Howard Stern's call.
I can't. Unfortunately, I'm unable to make out a good portion of the call. If you want to give us a call back, maybe line will be a little bit better. We hope so. But thanks for attempting, and we'd like for you to attempt again if you can.
Okay.
Yeah,
it happens. What are you going to do?
And then the classic Russ and Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Funny thing is, he gets up on the ice, turns around, faces me, looks at me, says, douchebag, says what?
Says what?
Douchebag says what?
He said what?
I have a feeling, Russ, that as we ask him to clarify, we may be doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
I mean, and in trying to come up and fool Russ and Steve, they're not doing a bad job, of course.
Russ is just like, yes.
Imagine what that commercial, were you in there for that?
Oh, yeah.
What, that commercial break must have been like on fire.
It was, yeah, we were still laughing.
Was that churn off years at that point, or was that pretty churn off?
That was churn
off. Did he come in just screaming at you guys?
I don't remember that.
Very funny.
I would have paid to see that.
That one's classic. So, very funny. All right, Chris, thank you very much. We will see you next hour. We'll take a break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I heard you talking about these guys this morning. 10 in front of 9. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Built Fort Tough Studio, 888-808-1019 with the Spin Doctors. One of the only concerts I actually walked out on.
Really?
They weren't, and it wasn't that they weren't good. They were good. They were new at the time, and they told us they were the Spin Doctors like every 30 seconds.
And that pissed you off.
Well, it was enough. So that was time to go get a drink and wait for it. I think it was...
And you caught a cab and left.
I don't know if they were playing with Alanis Morissette as the headliner. I don't remember who we saw. They weren't the headliner. They were an opening act at the time. It was early on. And I know a good band for sure. Quickly, while we have a moment, just to give a pop to your event again, Thursday night... Willie and his wife hosting a night of laughter for a cause for him and his wife's foundation at Gotham Comedy Club.
Yes.
8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. You've got comedians Dean Edwards, Mike Yard, Charlie McBee, Paul Verzi, James Mattern, and then more. So just quickly, what this goes to and what people are going to get.
Yes, this is for the Willie and I Kiss Your Clone Foundation, man. All the proceeds go to all our initiatives and what we do to in the community. As I mentioned, Christmas drive, football camps, backpack giveaways, all in on to serve my great community in the South Bronx. And so all the proceeds go to that. And so I also got to give a shout out to Steve and Chris Mazzilli, the owners of the Gotham Comedy Club. They do a great job, and they've been extremely hospitable to me and my family and the foundation. So, going down this Thursday, Gotham Comedy Club, please show up. And come laugh with us, man. It's always a good time. Craig Carton hosted it last year. He was on stage He did a great job, and a lot of people came in and they support us, which is good, you know. And I think if you got a free Thursday night and you want to laugh, do it at the Gotham Comedy Club.
8 o'clock, doors open at 7:30. Before the break, we were talking about Rafael Devers before we got to CeeLo and why he was traded, and you know, the whole conversation about, you know, a toxic locker room, if you will, and him potentially being the point. I mean, maybe he is, maybe he's not, I don't know. If you're winning, though, like, I'm sure you've had some guys in your clubhouses or locker rooms that it was like, oh, this guy again. I'm sure that's been the case. But you've also been on some damn good teams that have won. Can't you make up for that? Doesn't winning, we always say winning masks a lot. Doesn't in that case kind of power through, especially if that person is a part of the winning?
Yes, but also I think when you win, well, first of all, let me pivot. If you are the player that's a part of a winning team and you're the superstar and you get the big contract, that comes with a certain level of, warrants a certain level of responsibilities, right? And so just showing up and doing your job is great because you get paid to do so, but you're also a role model and you set the temperature in the locker room and for the building, right? Like having a Ben Roethlisberger in the building, he understands, like, yeah, I have to deliver touchdowns, but I also have to be a leader for those who are new to the locker room or new to the culture within the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you're not, if you don't adhere to that, then it becomes toxic, right? If you just, because now you become a mercenary, right? I'm just here to kill and go home. When you get paid a lot of money to be the face of a franchise, like Rafael was being paid for the Red Sox, they need you to be more than just a home run hitter and the best guy on the diamond. They need you to sit in rooms and be an ambassador of that ball club. And if you're not, if you don't want that, then it's like, all right, then I don't know if we can continue on. Especially, like I said, I think once they got Bregman, the writing was on the wall. Especially since he was so resistant with the change as well. And that was early he made his feelings known.
So the interesting thing about that is now he goes to a place in San Francisco where they don't need a third baseman either.
Right.
And now it's new and it's different and they didn't wrong you, I'm sure, the way he feels like the Red Sox wronged him with the whole position thing. So on one hand, I do understand that. But at the same time, he's going to a new team, a new market in a very similar position. Now, very good team. They are challenging the Dodgers right now in the NL West. I think, you know, going into the season, I think a lot of people would have gone in any Dodgers won, obviously. But then I think a lot of people would have said Padres, Diamondbacks, considering the success Arizona had last year, and then maybe the Giants. Giants have played great, and they're closer to the top than those other two teams. But he does find himself probably as the DH in San Francisco, and still under contract for a long time.
Yeah, but I think right now, sometimes a fresh start is needed. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want the nonsense looming over your head. Is he hustling, right? Is he a clubhouse guy? You stated earlier, when you turn on the Red Sox games, he's laughing it up with
his guys. This weekend, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I think only those in the clubhouse and really know who he is and what he has become. But overall, his production is enough, should be enough. But it wasn't enough for the franchise, and they moved on from him.
Yeah, like I've said before, the only thing to me was the return. And, you know, like, you look at the Luka trade, not to move to basketball, but to me it kind of is relatable. Like, you see what the Grizzlies got for Desmond Bain going to Orlando, and it's head-scratching considering what the – I know Anthony Davis is a great player, so I don't want to lose sight of that. But Luka Doncic, I would have thought you could have got numerous first-round picks if he was shopped a little bit. And I get the whole thing, well, if it got out, then who knows, and the deal doesn't get done. All right, fine. But they really hurt themselves, I think, by making the trade they made because they could have gotten
especially
more back
Kyrie,
in the future.
Especially Kyrie getting hurt, too.
Well, yeah. And that didn't help,
right,
for sure. But, you know, Anthony Davis is a type, he's oft injured. So you would have thought you could get more for him in terms of draft picks coming back. The Mikal Bridges trade, the Nets ended up with a haul of 5 first-round picks from the Knicks. The Grizzlies get 4 unprotected first-round picks from the Magic. It's just interesting then, and then you look at, you know, some people will tell you, well, the Red Sox got their former first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so former first-round pick in baseball, not a lot of those guys become superstars. Some do, a lot don't. It's, to me, it's a little different in baseball. And they got a couple starting pitchers. You're talking about a guy that could go 45-115.
Yeah, listen, you talk to any Boston Red Sox fan, especially all the blogs and people who follow this team, they're pissed off by it.
It seems like.
They're not happy, right? Like, I think right now, moving forward, more is going to come out of this because it doesn't make sense, especially when you put up his numbers. And once again, you sent him to a team that doesn't need a third baseman and a guy who seems like he's been on a heater ever since he's been in their Red Sox uniform. So I don't know where you go from this. I think right now you just got to see what transpired. But when you talk to Alex Cora and they've asked him questions, it wasn't because of lack of hustle. It wasn't because the guy didn't show up to the ball club. So what really was it? It was just the franchise was they were done. They didn't want to walk away.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.